Hello everyone and welcome to Toonami Therapy today on August 5th of 2021. I'm Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we're here to talk a bit about some of the stuff we've been watching on Toonami and not on Toonami. But this week things are a little different because Toonami had two episodes of My Hero Academia, one episode of Yashihime, two episodes of Food Wars, and so basically they skipped over Black Clover, and Dr. Stone is over, so they just filled that up.
Uh-huh.
We also watched Naruto, although I'm not sure how much we necessarily have to say about it. But we'll get to that, and we'll try to actually remember exactly what happened, because we saw two episodes, and they can kind of blur together.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Especially when they kind of continue into each other. When they're more standalone, it's easier. But we've got My Hero Academia. Do you want to go, like, through them both at once, or do you want to discuss episode by episode?
Yeah, episode by episode.
Okay, so let me, I'm just glancing over this to try to make sure I remember what actually happened in each of them. Okay, so the first episode is them, wait, am I thinking about, okay, no, I was trying to see, I was thinking of something, but then okay, it doesn't matter. I'm babbling. So, basically what's happening is that in the first episode, honestly, I don't think that much happened. There was a Christmas party, and there was some wacky hijinks. But for the most part, I don't remember that much from this episode.
Yeah, just the Christmas party. That was pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. So the next episode, episode 102, was where more things happened. So Bakugo, Deku, and Todoroki are going into the work study thing. Actually, that was what a bunch of the first episode was. It was just them talking about them restarting the work study program.
Right.
So they're doing that to, I guess, work with Endeavor, who ends up fighting against I can't remember the guy's name, and he probably isn't that important, but I remember he had a weird name. Star Servant, that's it. Star Servant. Mm-hmm. Who had the power over glass, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Endeavor with Hawks' help managed to beat him, and Hawks, in one of the most obvious ways possible, basically tells Endeavor, hey, so there's a secret message for you hidden in this book.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said, I suggest you read this book, especially the parts I underlined. And I'm like, I mean,
like what you said about that Naruto one where Jiraiya hid the message in his book that he wrote, and it was like, it was something anyone could have figured out without needing to read that book. Remember that? Like, the real one is not among us or something?
Yeah. So what happened, for anyone unaware, is, I'm trying to remember this exactly. So he sent them some cryptic message, and what you had to do was you had to get the book he read, and you had to, like, count down the number character from the number page he gave them, or something like that. It was convoluted, which means that in the middle of a life or death situation, well, first, I guess Jiraiya had his book perfectly memorized to the page, and then he was able to, I mean, that would have been kind of embarrassing if he got the pages mixed up. And so then he, in the middle of that, obviously had to spend the time thinking about where everything was in order to send the message, rather than just writing, the real one's not among them. Like, what was the worry that it would get intercepted or something? Because that's so vague.
Yeah.
So there's that. Hawks's, however, is much simpler. It basically, he also mentioned, like, I suggest you focus on the second part. It was, oh, well, you just need to get the second character from each highlighted portion. And I'm like, okay, that's something someone could do. It's something that he wasn't making up off the top of his head either. Mm-hmm. And the information he gave was much more useful. Mm-hmm. Like saying, yeah, hey, these guys are going to attack on this date.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's more the fact that he's thinking, I have to be careful because I'm being watched. And as soon as you just say, I especially recommend you look at the highlighted portions, that's just like, that's just broadcasting. There's a secret message. But anyway, now that we've gotten that, so Endeavor is able to use that to figure out what the message is, which is that the bad guys are going to attack in 4 months or something like that. And that was our episode.
Yeah.
So the first episode, not much happened. In the second episode, actually some important stuff happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the second episode was pretty good. The first episode, though, with just the whole Christmas party, it just felt like a waste of time. But
I think I said to you when we were watching it, this is like filler, except it isn't filler. It literally feels like the sort of thing that would be filler, but no, this was in the comic.
It was?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think they expanded it a little, but most of it, yeah, was from the comic.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, not so great first episode, better second episode. Yeah, maybe this was a decent week to have 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, last week I mentioned about, I don't think I'll have more to say about Yashihime. I actually did have something about this one, episode 6, which is the fact that, go to look at our previous coverage on it. It's the cat episode. I mostly mention it because of the fact that I found myself actually kind of really liking the episode. And I just was thinking, because I seem to be enjoying these, at least so far, these sort of standalone stuff that at the time we were kind of more bored by. I'm thinking, am I liking it more? I mean, I'm kind of noticing more, oh, the characters kind of have fun interactions and stuff. And I'm just thinking, am I enjoying it more because I've set my expectations lower? Like, did I go in with the wrong expectations originally? That I was thinking, yeah, it'll be like more of a continuing story. If I had gone in thinking, okay, it's mostly just going to be a bunch of episodic stuff, just try to enjoy the characters and don't worry about the plot. If I had gone in with that, would I have liked the series more, maybe? I don't know. That's the only thing I really had to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you even watched the episode.
I watched a few minutes of it, then I was hungry, so I stepped out.
Okay.
So,
huh.
Yeah.
I was just glancing over something. It said, this episode is based on a chapter from the original Inuyasha manga that was not adapted into the final act.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that was a brief discussion on that. Next week, well, maybe. I'm not having that much to say, but if I have something to say, I'll say it, I guess. Oh, wait, next week there isn't any Yashihime, so.
Yeah.
All right, then we got Food Wars episode 60 to 61.
So I can't remember where one episode ended and where the other began. I just know that
Yeah, you can just come. You can just do them combined. They go straight into each other. It's not like the My Hero Academia where they were felt more split. You can just talk them both.
Yeah, well, all there is to say is that the Rebels keep winning and winning and winning. And there's very little adversity being sown. And we've got this whole thing about that this one member of the Elite Ten kind of like lost her way or something. I forget what they, but it was way too easy for Soma and Pals to win to start off this whole thing, and it made me think like, wow, is this thing just gonna be like a blowout or what? And hopefully whenever we get to season 4, we'll see if there's a little bit more than just what we've got so far. I was kind of disappointed in these episodes, even though I already saw them, so I knew what was happening in them. But, yeah. And that's all I really have.
Well, I think in terms of them beating all them, well, we do have to remember that all the ones they went up against, and last episode when I was having trouble remembering who a character was, it was because, I should clarify, so I was thinking about the guy that Ishiki went up against, I can't remember him, like, much at all, because he was just, like, a filler enemy, essentially, like mm-hmm. he, not filler, he was just there because you needed someone, and that's the thing. They've been winning, but at the same time they only went up against the least important characters. Like one right. of them, like I knew nothing about and got no real development. The other one, the person who was a master at making soba who lost in the soba contest, because as I've noted before, you will always lose in your specialty in Food Wars.
Yeah, whatever your specialty is. That's your worst.
Yeah. So, I can't remember. Nene, that was her name. Like, she got a little more attention, but even with her, it just kind of felt like, oh, well, she's here and we're getting development and I guess she's not important anymore. Just kind of, I mean, I guess the point was that they wanted to have since Soma's the main character, they wanted his sort of battle to actually be more important. So they kind of gave us a little stuff here. Yeah, and he manages to win because his opponent did not properly take into account the temperature of the room or something. Or whatever the explanation was. We also got some, even for the show, some kind of weird fan service this episode.
Oh, yeah, some really weird fan service.
And a girl who leapt through time reference that comes kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's I knew what the reference was, but I didn't know the reason for the reference. Like, why that particular anime was referenced, so.
Let me actually double check on that. When was the anime came out in 2006? But yeah, the manga ran well after that point. I'm pretty sure, so it wasn't something contemporary. But yeah, it's weird because I remember in the manga, it was a little more obvious what, at least the way they translated it, said, it's a soba that leapt through time! And you see that thing that's like the copy of the movie poster. In the anime, it was rendered, I think, slightly different, at least in the translation. Although the manga also has a little caption saying, the writer, like, the people who make Food Wars are proud to support the girl who's leapt through time or something. There's notes of something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do understand that it is kind of being like one-sided. I mean, did we even see any of the so Ishiki won, Soma won. I can't remember who the other last person was, but they won also. So that's like a sweep so far. But I think it's a matter of, well, we just I think it's kind of like the author realized, oh man, we have to have 10 of these guys, but some of them have gotten no real development at all. So I'll just have them get beaten off screen. I think there's more of a fight after this one, now that we've actually got into, you know, the characters we actually know a little more about. So yeah, that was the two episodes of Food Wars. When we come back next, we'll be on to season 4. So yeah, we'll see that then. We also did watch Naruto Shippuden episode, I think it was 352. I don't know what to really say about it, because I can't really remember much about what happened. It took place in the past. Kakashi showed up, Orochimaru was there, and then there were some other characters I can't remember anything about. So, I don't know if you have anything better to say.
No, I was having a hard time figuring out, like, when this even happened.
Yeah, this was some sort of flashback thing to, I think, before the series started. But it's also filler, so that was part of the reason I didn't really try too hard to pay too much attention. Yeah, it's a shame. We actually watched Naruto, and it's a filler episode. Although I still do remember the part where you were asking well, this was in the past, so it doesn't matter. But still, I just like the exchange between us where you said, "Isn't Orochimaru dead?" And I said, "He got better." That's basically what happened. He got better. Yeah, unfortunately, this episode didn't have anything as insane as that part where they're in the... Remember that part in that filler thing where, like, where they're in, like, the baths and the kids are looking at Naruto? They're going, "Whoa!" and it's actually the fact he's walking on the water, but just the way it's framed makes you think, "Oh, wow, they're looking at a..." You're like, okay, this is framed in... This looked way more dirty than it actually was.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's our ever-so-brief description of episode 352 of Naruto Shippuden. All right, then we'll move on to Baka and Test episode 15.
Okay, so... we have this weird part in the beginning where, like, Akihisa is, like, dead and, like, he's, like, trying to do something in the... I don't know how to even describe it. But then it turns out that it was all because the girls got angry about the whole swimsuit thing. And now, as punishment, they're going to make them all go and wear kimonos and participate in a beauty contest of sorts. So then, of course, Yuji, who is always so brilliant, comes up with the idea that all they have to do is make sure that they lose the contest and everything will be okay. And of course, well, they don't lose the contest because every single answer they give ends up making the judge like them even more, to some extremely uncomfortable... a little bit way uncomfortable scene. And then Then basically the girls kind of like forgive them, except they kind of force them to eat Himeji's food, and then they're all dead again, I guess. It was a little confusing, but yeah, that's pretty much the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked this one a lot more than the previous one.
Yeah, so did I. I mean, although that judge thing was really creepy, I thought it was a pretty, up to that time, pretty funny. So,
I think my favorite gag is when I can't remember his name. The kid who always has like the the camera and stuff, when he's like having to pretend to be, when he's going up on the stage, you know, in the contest, and he's like thinking, all right, all I have to do is just answer everything really quickly, and I won't have to worry, and I won't be able to, and I won't get any points. So he's starting with all these short answers, and then said, what's your favorite clothes? And he goes on this big speech of all the women's clothing he thinks are hot, and of course he's just talking about which ones he thinks are the, like what he finds attractive for women to wear, but everyone misinterprets it as him being like super into dress up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny. They even managed the whole, like, I usually find the whole Himeji's cooking is terrible thing to not be that funny. But even in this episode, I actually managed to make it kind of funny. Like, when the boys run away to try to get clams as an excuse to not eat it. I forgot to bring the food. So that was kind of funny. Yeah, it was much better than the previous one. It was just more fun, I guess, just more goofy and silly, and we didn't reuse that nosebleed joke over and over. I mean, they still did it once, but I think that was it.
Yeah, I was just disappointed there wasn't more with Hideyoshi, you know? I mean, it would have been a perfect time to have used him as part of the whole gag about the guy's look, dressing up as girls, and for some reason they left him out of the gag, and I don't know, that's my favorite part of this show is Hideyoshi being a girl, and I was hoping for more of that here. I guess I'll have to wait, but as I've told you before, the show really doesn't have a plot. Like, where are we now? I mean, I remember this show used to be about class wars and stuff. Like, that is like so long ago. We can't even remember whenever that used to happen. So, yeah,
Well, it wasn't that far back. There hasn't been any of that this season, but they had that in the OVAs, and wasn't that a big part of the finale of the first season? But yeah, these two episodes, we've had basically none of it. Though, as for Hideyoshi, he actually was, because he was kind of roped into it and had to enter the thing. And he says something like, wait, why am I doing this? I wasn't involved with any of the stuff the other guys did. And then you literally hear the narrator say, because that's a plot in this episode. Roll with it. But then I don't think does he actually go out on the stage? Maybe he did, but I can't remember. It feels like that was the only, like, real gag we got out of that. If I'm remembering correctly, maybe there's more and I forgot. Mm-hmm. All right. So, that's Baka and Test. Then we've got Kaguya-sama episode 17. So before we get into this, I kind of actually have a confession to make. Kind of funny considering the show, but I kind of found myself unable to just keep watching as it paced, so I kind of watched the rest of the season. But just for the record, I made a point of watching it subtitled, and for that matter, subtitled in Spanish, because I've been trying to get better at that. So I have not seen this dubbed except for the one episode that for some reason the subtitles weren't working on. So I have not seen this series in its like full dubbed glory. And, you know, it turns out that when you have to pause constantly to look up a ton of words, and it kind of hurts your enjoyment. So so I haven't really gotten the full effect of the things. But yeah, I will make sure not to try to avoid giving any spoilers, though. For example, I will not mention that in the last episode, the school blows up and most of the characters apparently die, which felt kind of like a dark turn and out of place. But yeah, we'll see how that continues in the next season. Okay, so back to this episode, though. So in this one, we open up with the fact that Shirogane is now, because he isn't the president anymore, he's actually been able to get more sleep, so he's taken care of himself and looks different. So most people think he's way more attractive, except Kaguya actually doesn't like the way he looks now. And ends up going to that friend of hers for advice, who's kind of having trouble giving it, except then Chika comes by and gives them really bad advice. So those kind of went into each other. Anyway, Shirogane ends up being back to normal, much to Kaguya's happiness. Then there's a quick bit one where Shirogane can't sing, so Chika ends up having to teach him to do it, and it works out okay.
I didn't understand the purpose of that segment. It felt like they were just filling time. I mean, there was nothing funny or entertaining about it. All it was like, hey, you need to learn how to sing. I was like, okay. And that was pretty much it. It was like, that didn't make much sense why they added that in there.
I don't know. I thought some bits of it were funny. The, like, just how bad he was kind of amusing. But yeah, for the most part, it wasn't really that much of a comedy thing. It was just kind of a repeat of that thing we had before, where he's bad at something and Chika helps him out. Then the last one goes back to the school council president race thing, where Kaguya tries to get the main opponent, Miko Ino, or is it Ino Miko? I can't remember the order. Is I think I'll probably just be calling her Ino, but to drop out of the race and try again next year. And Ino gets super angry and accuses her of being corrupt and just like the president. And of course, she's trying to insult Kaguya by saying, "You two are just like each other. You're perfect for each other," which actually Kaguya completely misinterprets as her as compliments. And that was basically that. So that was our episode.
Yeah. So, my opinion of this was that the first segment was really funny. And, I mean, I know they do the thing with, you know, they think one thing and then the real life reaction is something different. I know they do that gag all the time, but I still thought it was very funny. The second part, as I said, I didn't get it. And the third part, it was pretty good. So
yeah. Well, technically this was four parts. It's just the first two parts went basically straight into each other.
Yeah.
Is something that that you see more as the series goes on, where they're technically splitting into multiple parts, but they go pretty much straight into each other, so it feels kind of like one. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention that was funny. It was the bit where, and this was added in the English dub because it wasn't in the Japanese. It was, I can't remember the exact context, but it's the part where the narrator refers to I as best girl.
Yeah.
That was pretty amusing. So yeah, it was a bit, it was amusing. I was a little surprised we got so little for the actual election thing, but given that it seemed like we were setting that up, but the other stuff we got was still pretty funny for the most part. And even like the Shirogane can't sing thing, I don't know, I thought there were a few kind of cute things in it. Okay. So, that has been our episodes. Yay! Okay, I guess we can just knock off what our top threes were. Which, considering there were only, well, I know it's not, well, it's not going to be Naruto for either of us, so I guess it's five. Well, no, we could not, I know you wouldn't be listening to Yashahime because you didn't see much of it. I wouldn't be listening. Oh, okay. Here's basically my, list. Third place, despite some of its deficiencies, I'll put Food Wars. Second place, Bakken Test. First place, Kaguya-sama.
Okay, so, I put Food Wars in third, Kaguya-sama in second, and Bakken Test in first.
Okay. All right. So that's our shows. So for next week, Toonami is just showing a Harley Quinn marathon. You told me that you're probably not going to be able to watch it. I will probably watch it. I don't know how much of it, but since there's nothing else on Toonami, we're planning to watch two episodes of Kaguya-sama and two episodes of Bakken Test.
Yep.
So we'll discuss that. I might have some stuff to say about the Harley Quinn thing. It probably will be a shorter episode, but who knows? Maybe we'll find something to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we're getting through some of our stuff. The week after that is when they're starting that new show, Pirate Princess, whatchamacallit? Something like that.
Yeah. Pharaoh Pirate Princess, I think.
Yeah, let me see if I can get the name so that I don't forget. Fina Pirate Princess. So that's where it is. Although, wait, hang on. Let me think here. I think when that premieres, Okay, so it looks like the premiere of, okay, so to get through again, Harley Quinn next week. We won't really be discussing it. After that, we got Fina Pirate Princess, but it looks like we've got a preemption of Food War, so we won't actually get the next season until the week after.
Okay, what's taking the place of Dr. Stone?
Of the Fina Pirate Princess. That's okay, basically it.
What's taking the place of Food Wars then?
Oh, it's because they're having two episodes of Fina Pirate Princess.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't... that escaped me. Okay. Yeah. All right. And then after that, are they going to bring back Food Wars?
Yes. They'll be doing it then. Yeah, it'll be, so we'll have a little more of a wait, but it will come back for the fourth season.
Okay.
All right. Also, one quick note. I remember how we kind of decided, because we had other stuff we were watching and we weren't that enthusiastic about what we saw the of the first half of the second season of that time I got reincarnated as a slime. I've been looking at what people have been saying about the second half of the second season since it came back. And it seems like most people haven't really been liking it so far. So I don't know. Maybe we picked the right choice there.
Yeah.
Supposedly the parent complaint is that that the five episodes so far have mostly been a bunch of talking and meetings.
I had such high hopes for that. So, you know, whenever it started out, I was like, oh, this is really fun. I even bought the Blu-ray. I was like really happy about it. And then the second half of the first season, like, really started going downhill to the point where then I was like, why did I even start watching this show? So, yeah, I'm disappointed about what has happened to Slime, but
I will keep monitoring to see what people say, because apparently all this stuff is in preparation for some like battle or something. So if people are saying, oh yeah, the battle was really good, you know, that might be a sign to go in and say, well, we'll put up with five episodes of characters talking.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, I guess, a mini update on that. Let's see. Is there anything else I wanted to mention? There is the fact. No, I guess that's really it. So next week will be a bit shorter because we'll only be discussing four episodes. And also the fact that that these aren't necessarily the shows that provoke the most discussion.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Will, did you have anything else you wanted to share?
Nope, not really.
All right, so we'll see you next week to be discussing two episodes of Bakken Test and Kaguya-sama Love is War. See you then.
Bye.